2 years ago, a KUOW investigation found a huge disparity in the amount of recess kids get at different Seattle elementary schools. Kids at low-income schools tended to get far less recess than kids at wealthier schools. Well, since that report, the school district agreed to a minimum amount of recess, 30 minutes a day. But as KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld tells us, whether kids get that much time or any recess at all is often up to their teacher.
Desmond Collins is in fourth grade. He loves recess.
I usually play with my friends Rosie and Camilo and Ty.
Their favorite game is Epic Fails. That's basically competitive slapstick.
If there's monkey bars, you purposely slip off and fail on as much as you can.
But Desmond says sometimes he doesn't get to go to recess.
Lots of times, actually.
He says his teacher is pretty strict.
For example, once I got up to get a drink of water, but she gave me detention, and detention is staying in for all of recess, so I didn't get any recess at all.
Withholding recess is common practice in Seattle public schools and a lot of districts. Sometimes kids are kept in for punishment, other times to finish an assignment. Carly Nelson teaches third grade at Lowell Elementary School on Capitol Hill. She says when teachers don't have a lot of discipline options, letting kids know that recess is at stake can work.
I think that some kids are scared that they're going to get in trouble, and so then they make good choices. I need to follow the rules because I don't want to miss any of my recess time.
But what's been a popular discipline tactic for decades is now falling out of favor.
I can see how it's absolutely tempting for teachers to hold recess as a form of punishment because it is such a valued currency by the children. But I think for so many reasons, that's absolutely the wrong thing to do.
Pooja Tandon is a pediatrician and researcher at Seattle Children's and the University of Washington. She points to the American Academy of Pediatrics recommendation that recess never be withheld for discipline or academic reasons.
There's lots of evidence that the opportunity to run around and play and to get that break that children get when they get recess is associated with better behavior, better learning, better attention.
Withholding recess is banned in 10 states. Our state education department also recommends against keeping kids in. But it's still allowed in Seattle public schools. Erin Romanek oversees the district's discipline policies.
We know that research shows that withholding recess for students isn't necessarily effective in certain cases. We also know that sometimes our students who need recess the most are the ones who maybe kind of find themselves in that situation where they're not earning their recess.
Still, Romanek says there can be good reasons to keep kids in.
I do know that sometimes schools use that time to kind of teach, you know, social skills, to kind of build up what does success look like for that student, to kind of coach and model behaviors so they can be more successful and actually enjoy being out at recess.
It's unknown how often students are kept in from recess in Seattle or across Washington. Even though districts are required to collect discipline data and report it to the state, losing recess is typically between a teacher and a student. Some Seattle teachers we spoke to say it's a more common form of punishment at low-income schools, and that in their experience, kids of color are disproportionately kept in. If that's true, that means the district's new policy requiring at least 30 minutes of recess a day doesn't actually level the playing field between rich and poor, black and white, as much as it was meant to.
Tomorrow's gonna be very hot.
Back at Lowell Elementary, Principal Jerry Guerrero is monitoring kindergarten recess. She says kids get a lot out of recess, from working on social skills to experiential learning.
So I see recess as an instructional time.
Illustrating her point, a kindergartner runs toward her, waving a clump of dirt.
Found a diamond.
You found a diamond? In the rough.
The boy shows off a glittering clod.
Is that what you're looking at? The shiny things?
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
I don't know.
Are you bringing it to class to ask your teacher?
To see what it is.
All right. That's a great discovery.
Guerrero says Lowell staff see recess as so valuable to kids that they recently voted to stop using it as a bargaining chip.
Historically, recess has always been used as a leverage to get students to get their work done. And what we found is that doesn't necessarily work. It actually backfires on both the student and the teacher.
Lowell teacher Carly Nelson says it's been years since she took recess away from a student.
To be honest, it was like a punishment for me because then I would have to tell a student, go stand on the wall and you can't play. And then I would kind of have to keep an eye on the student and make sure that they weren't. And if they did go play, then I had to go deal with it. And then in the end, it felt like I don't even know if they learned to change their behavior, because then whatever reason they were out there in the first place, they might go back and do it again.
But Nelson says if you're going to take away one discipline strategy, you need to come up with a new one.
And the emphasis on that, I feel, is very important. Instead of just saying, well, we can't use recess as a consequence, then I feel like you need to have a plan. Well, what are we going to do to help the students learn to make good choices?
At Lowell, Nelson says they're using a lot of new strategies. Teachers and students take 30 minutes a day to talk about good behavior and put the emphasis on that, not on punishment. Seattle Public Schools just started looking at its discipline policies to make sure they're fair and equitable. But the district says there are no plans to look at the practice of withholding recess. In Seattle, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.